many of health workers, midwives most especially, who are working in the rural areas, we are facing a very big challenge because we work in hard-to-reach areas where there's no electricity, no running water, in a place where there's no good security, maybe some units are not fenced, but I ask them to really stand firm and do their work, improvise the light and save the lives of mothers. Despite of our poor pay, salaries, there's no amount of money which is enough for a human being. God will pay us. That is the most important thing.
Being a midwife seems to be like a 24-hour job. Did you have to pay a price for putting your passion for your job first?
Yeah, of course I had to pay. The price I paid was to give out my children. I have my two children, a girl and a boy, but I found it very difficult to be with the children, and it was very expensive for me to pay the maid. So I opted to give my children to my mother. And she welcomed them, but she only said, you have to be bringing soap and sugar. Because if I manage to bring you up, why can't I bring these children up? And of course, giving up to my life, not having that leisure time with other people, going outing, having that freedom of duties and public holidays. So I dedicated myself for the mother to be available 24 hours.
And your mother, where does she live?
She lives in Palisa district in eastern part of Uganda. That is where I'm born.
Is that far from where you are right now?
Yeah, it is very far. It is like 3 hours drive.
Wow. Can you give me an example of a painful experience you've had while carrying out your work?
The most recent painful experience I got was the loss of my three premature triplets. One was delivered on her way as the mother was coming walking to the health facility. But she got tired, the baby came out, and then the two other babies I delivered in the health facility successfully. But they died after a number of days, just because of lack of electricity and lack of some equipment like incubation machine, which we needed to have these children intubated. But when we referred to the main hospital, the incubation machine was down.
Now, the International Telecommunication Union, or ITU, is improving the work of midwives. They are calling it the mobile miracle. How will this mobile technology improve your work?
Oh, yeah. This mobile telecommunication will improve our work when we get the electricity, first of all, in the rural areas. The midwives will be updated. And even they'll be able to liaise with the tutors and get all the skills and communicate easily to a nearby referral hospitals in case of any emergencies.
But that's only if you have electricity. Without electricity, it's impossible to use the mobile telephones.
Yeah, I think so. Or else we can have the solar, and if we got the solar suitcases, because I got the solar suitcase.
So that's how it's working now, a solar suitcase?
The solar suitcase is helping only in maternity,
uh-huh.
Lighting, only lighting at night.
So when do you expect this electricity?
We can't really say it is in plan. And recently the minister was communicating to us that she's going to liaise with the responsible ministries so that they get us electricity.
Now, in terms of birth registration of these newborn babies, how will these mobile phones help midwives?
Yeah, it will help them directly to report. Instead of weekly or monthly, they'll be reporting every day. They will be using the laptop and sending directly to the ministry. Instead of sending with a paper to the district, then the district to the ministry. So it will be easier to get the data from the unit to the ministry.
Do midwives carry laptops already now?
No. But in case we get the technology, that is what we can do.
All right. Is there anything else that you would like to add?
I may only urge the whole world to stand up for African mothers and sign the petition, because I am not yet a nominee for Nobel Prize because I need 100,000 signatures. So I'm requesting everybody in the world to sign up online. The website is www.standupforafricanmothers.com. I greet everybody. I salute all the health workers worldwide.